Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. He's worthy of praise. The Lord is. He's worthy of praise. We give Him the glory and honor, thanking Him for another opportunity just to be with the saints. My grandmother used to say, thank God I'm in the land of the living. I get another chance to do it right. Amen. And so every day that you're here, you get another chance to do it right. Hey, listen, thank you for having me and receiving me to the lead pastor who has other duties this morning and not able to be here. I understand that. To Pastor D, to the rest of the congregation, to my lovely wife. She said 30 years. She missed a few years. Yeah. We started coming here in 1989. Yes. Yeah. 1989. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, 1989. We were talking about it. I said, wow. We go back. And it was kind of thin out here then. You know, it wasn't that. Yeah, it wasn't so many houses around here. Building going on. And, you know, when a church can be around a generation, it has done something. It has done something. And your Christian Fellowship is a good church.
Amen.
Yes. Let me say it again. Your Christian Fellowship is a good church.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Well, I'm so glad to be here this morning. I've been asked to minister the Word of God, and that which I'm so grateful to minister the Word of God. Yes, I do have a few life experiences, and when we did meet, I had an afro. Now, I'm going to get it back. When I get to heaven, Jesus knows I'm getting my hair back. Somebody said, when you're in heaven, you're 30 forever. Ooh. Now, if you're under 30, it don't make no, you know. But if you're over 30, and you could be 30 forever, that's beautiful. So I'm looking forward to it so I can have it back. So if you see me in heaven, hey, look, his hair done grown. It's me, it's me, it's me. Well, are you ready for the word?
Yes.
Are you ready for the word?
Yes.
I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. As I was praying, what should I minister? The Lord brought me to the book of Jude. And Jude is an interesting book. It's small, but it says a lot. It says a lot. And how many of you know we're living in some difficult days now? How many of you know that Jesus is coming back?
Yes.
How many of you know you have challenges now?
Yes.
Each and every one of us have challenges that we never thought we would have, and we have. But how many of you know God is good? In the book of Jude, verse 3, the writer says, beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered for the saints. So, Father, we thank you for your word. It is anointed. We ask again that you would anoint me this vessel of clay that I might teach and preach with simplicity and clarity that those who hear can understand and run this race with patience that is set before them. And we'll give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. I was reading this verse some months ago, and the Lord quickened me that I need to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Now, many people like the faith message, but they don't like to live by faith. Oh, man, we love teaching on faith, but living by faith is different than just hearing teaching on faith. And I must admit, when I first started out, I loved the teaching on faith. Oh, boy, I run thousands of miles to hear teaching on faith. But I didn't know eventually I was going to have to live by faith, even though I said I was living by faith. My challenges wasn't as great. Amen. But then comes the challenges. And Jude is writing to a group of Christians that were being challenged for their faith. They enjoyed the grace that they had in the Lord Jesus, but they weren't being challenged because they were living in a day when things didn't look like they used to look. The saints were being challenged. Matter of fact, they were being persecuted unto death. And he was said, contend for the faith that was once delivered for the saint to the saints. And you and I have to contend for the faith, and that word contend is fight for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And when you look at the faith that was once delivered to the saints, you have to go back. Now we know Romans 1:16, the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Herein is the righteousness of God is revealed. The just shall live by their faith. The just shall live by their faith. And living by our faith, that we're going to have to live by faith for our healing, live by our faith for our deliverance, live by our faith for the finances that we need to succeed in this earth. And yet, there's contention going on. The enemy of our soul has crept in our nation. Churches are different since COVID. It was like, I don't know, was that in the Bible, but when COVID hit, church changed. I had to beg people to come back to Jesus. Saints. Amen. It didn't happen up here in York. No, it didn't happen up here in York. No, we have to contend for the faith that was once delivered for the saints, and it's not easy. How many know it's not easy? Now, let's turn to Psalms 34, verse 19. It's in there. It's been there for a minute, but somehow I forgot it. It's not a confession, a faith confession that we like to confess, but it's there. Psalms 34, 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the second part says, the Lord delivers them out of them all. Amen. Now, we jump to the second part, but the first part is still there, too. And it says, many. As many are the testings of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Hallelujah. And I've been in ministry a few weeks now. A few weeks. And when we first started out, you know, joy, you're jumping over the pews, you're doing a whole bunch of everything till you get your first hits. And, you know, you muscle through there in faith, but then the hit come again. Then it comes again. Then it comes again. Then it comes again. This ain't fun now. I enjoyed the message, but I didn't enjoy living by faith, because living by faith is a challenge. But Jesus says that the just shall live by their faith. He says, without that, it's impossible to please him. Because he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he rewards them that diligently seek him. So Jude is writing because they're ready to abandon the faith. I'll be honest with you, I'm meeting people who are abandoning their faith. They're giving up. I know churches that were open are closed now. The pastors have given up. Now, that's here in America. Why you say that's here in America? Because basically, we don't have that much persecution here. We have problems, but we're not looking around worrying about whether we're going to die for preaching the faith. But there's some other nations that go through, they can't walk up and down the street and say, do you know Jesus? They will be killed. And yet, some people are walking away from their faith. So what does that mean? That means we, the just who live by faith, have to preach by faith. Amen. The gospel says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. It tells us to go in all the world and preach the gospel. And so our voices now, by faith, have to be lifted up and tell people about Jesus. A lot of people don't want to hear or say, well, I don't believe all that. Those myths, those tales that you're telling about Jesus. But Jesus said this in St. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, I want you to go back to Jude because there's something else that he said in that book that I believe is pertinent for us today, and we have to get back at it. Say, I have to get back at it. I know you've been challenged. I know you've been brutalized by the enemy. But the just, we have to live by our faith. Because without faith, it's possible to please him. And without faith, we can't do the assignment that your Christian fellowship has been assigned to. Now, I started coming back here in 1989, and the assignment is still on. We can't close the doors. Amen. When we're 90, we're going to still be here preaching the just live by faith. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Are you there in Jude? In Jude, verse 20, it says, but you, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. But you, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, there's two things he tells us. Number one, he tells us to contend for the faith, because your faith will be challenged. Amen. This week, your faith is going to be challenged, and you have to live by it. Well, what does faith do? Faith calls those things to be not as though they are. Faith says even when I'm feeling bad, that I'm all right. Faith says when things are not working out, I'm blessed. Faith says when it don't seem like I can do all things, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And faith has to speak in opposition to the pressure that the enemy is putting on us. Amen. Now it don't feel good. When I first heard the message, I thought it was going to be a feel-good thing. But I didn't feel good going through all those afflictions. But the Lord says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but I'll deliver you out of them all. Well, how are you going to do it, Jesus? By faith. You're going to put your trust in me. You're going to call those things to be not as though they are. You're going to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. You're going to do what the word says do, and it works for you. So he said, but you, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's interesting, contend for the faith, before he got to the end, he says, pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, Luke 18:1 says men ought to always pray and not faint. I remember years ago, Brother Hagin, every time you go to his meeting, that's the first verse he'd go to. And you go next year, he's on that verse. You go the next year, he's on that verse. In class, he's on that verse. He's on that verse. Men should always pray and not faint. Because if you faint, you won't make it. Men should always pray and not faint. But then Jude here says, you, beloved, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power. And you shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in the Spirit is important. I heard a prophet of God not too long ago was saying that when we pray in the Holy Ghost after a period of time, no wonder Jesus says, could not you watch with me 1 hour? Now, somebody say, you talking about praying an hour, you're getting legalistic. No. I'm telling you, something happens after you pray in tongues for an hour. He said, and I agree with him, because I heard Brother Hagin says, there's a spiritual door that seems like it opens after an hour. There's something about the hour that opens up a door. It's a portal that opens up to us. And when that portal is open, the angels on the other side come over here and assist us with what we need to do. Somebody says, Well, you got any scriptures for it? No, I don't have no scriptures for it. But it tells me, you know why I know it's true? Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all. The devil is trying to steal tongues from the church. I mean, spirit-filled people don't pray in tongues no more. Oh, I don't pray as much as I used to pray. Are you kidding me? You don't pray as much as you used to pray. You better get back to it. Because the devil now can encroach and do all he wants to do because you don't pray in the spirit, and Jesus gave us a gift, which is praying in tongues. So the man of God says, after an hour, that portal is open, and those on the other side, which are angels who are ministering spirits to us who are heirs of salvation, come over and help us. First time I heard it, I said, wow, that's deep. And I started. Because I'll be honest with you, I wasn't praying an hour in tongues. I prayed 20 minutes, max 30. But then I realized I need to get back to what we used to do. You remember when we first got started, we'd be praying all day in tongues. Praying in tongues. And then the enemy suddenly talked us out of praying as much. I'm going to go over some things, bring back to your remembrance, because I know you know them here. This is a good teaching church. Acts 2 and 4 says, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Jesus filled us, and we pray in tongues as the Spirit of God give us utterance. 1 Corinthians 14:2 said, he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. How be it in the Spirit, he's speaking mysteries. There's some mysteries about my life that have not been answered because I haven't hit it like I need to hit it. But I'm on it now. I'm on it now. I believe I'm praying more in tongues now than when I had the afro. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there's some things that you and I need to accomplish that only tongues can get it. There's some situations that we're dealing with, some situations that come that only praying in the Spirit could break through for us. Oh, hallelujah. Now, thank God for the word, because faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But Jude says, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, on that word that you have, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. 1980, I went to a meeting, and there was a preacher called R.W. Shambach. Anybody ever heard of him? Well, R.W. Shambach, I used to like him because he was a white man that preached like a black man. And boy, he could preach. Yeah. And so my aunt attended his church, and she invited me. And I was a Christian, but I wasn't spirit-filled. Matter of fact, I was a good Baptist, and we believed in the finished works of Christ, everything that Christ did, I had. So, except praying in tongues. We didn't need to pray in tongues because I had everything God wanted me to have. So I went to R.W. Shambach's meeting, and he was preaching, and then he was saying, anybody need any prayer, you got a request. And I got in line because I wanted a new job because I didn't like the job I had. So I got up in line, and he was walking down the aisle. He was praying for people. They were falling out under the power. When he got to me, he looked at me, and I believe it was the Holy Ghost. He touched me in my forehead and hit me in my belly and said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I started shala-ba-ba-ba-ba-la-la-la-ba-ba-la-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- I was never the same. The Bible became alive to me. I'm saying this, those of us who've been with God a while, you know, there's still more things in the Bible that can come alive to us. We haven't learned it all. We haven't arrived. I'm convinced now, I believe before the end of time, everybody that's a Christian is going to pray in tongues because God's going to visit his church. Who are we to tell him we don't speak? Who are we to tell him we don't believe in that? Hallelujah. We don't know. Just think about this. You telling God that I don't do that. Oh, God, forgive us. You telling him we just don't do that. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Are you getting me? Acts chapter 10. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 10, verse 44, it says, while Peter was still speaking these words, and he was talking to Cornelius, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word and those of the circumcision, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. When you go through the book of Acts, and there's just certain areas in there, every time the disciples got there, somebody prayed in tongues. Somebody prayed in tongues. Now, I still believe in praying in English, but you run out of things to say in English. You can say thank you, Jesus, but so much. But praying in the Holy Ghost causes us to go behind the veil there and bring the help that we need. This angelic help that I need to take souls in Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. And I'm an urban pastor. And there's some situations that we just see that would make you scratch your head. And if I wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues and praying in tongues, I would pack my bags and get out of there. Amen. Amen. But since I've been filled with the Holy Spirit, since I've been praying more in the Holy Spirit, boldness has come upon me. It seems the more you pray in tongues, the more bolder you get. If you're suffering, you seem like you're suffering from boldness, could it be? Could it be? I'm not saying it is. Just check it out. Just a thought now. Could it be you're not praying in tongues as often as you should? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're spirit-filled people. I said, we're spirit-filled people. Amen. And spirit-filled people should be accustomed to the supernatural. Now, how many heard about the revival that's coming? How many heard about this great revival that's coming? I don't think it's coming without tongues. It's not going to be a dry revival. But the spearheaded, the one who are priming the ground for it to happen, are those who pray in other tongues. I don't believe that the revival is going to happen and we being used will not pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not to men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. St. John 14, let's go there. Hallelujah. St. John 14, verse 16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may live with you forever. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Praying in tongues helped me be mindful that somebody is living in me. I don't normally wake up in the morning thinking that somebody lives in me. But I must be reminded there's somebody else in there. And how about this? He built the world. He built the world. Now, if he built the world, he can help me out of my stuff. But if I'm not mindful that he's in there, I will ignore him all day long. And say, and here's what I'll be saying, Lord, what am I going to do? When I could touch him, will you help me? Hallelujah. I'm learning now, you know, when I pray, and especially when I pray in English, I really don't have to get as loud as I used to get because he's right here. He right here. God, could you help me? He heard that. Lord, what should we do? Now, I'm not opposed to getting loud because I get loud in church. But he's right here. The more I pray in tongues, the more I'm mindful that he's here. And Jesus says, he will show me things to come. How many of you have some things you need to know? All of us, there's some things I need. There's some things I need to know about my life. There's some things I need to know about the ministry. There's some things I need to know about the future so I can make the proper decisions. I enjoy all my brothers on television, prophets and teachers, but I need to hear them for myself. Thank God for their interpretation of what's going on. And a lot of it's good, but I need to hear him for myself because he's no respecter person. Oh, are you hearing me? Hallelujah. See, what happens sometimes is different opinions on television, and you say, well, I agree with that, I don't agree with that. Well, when you hear him for yourself, you have your own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4, you're familiar with this. I'm just going over it. He that speaks in a tongue edifies himself. How many know that we need to be built up? We need to be charged up. Thank God I can come to church, lift my hands, and praise God. But it says, he that's praising tongues edifies himself, builds up himself. And then sometimes with the challenges of life hits you, some of the saints ain't around to build me up. I have to build myself up. Because you can tell me your problems and I pray for you, but it may not reach what you wanted to reach. But if you build yourself up on your most holy faith, you've reached it. Oh, my, my, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isn't Jesus wonderful? What a God he is. Look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. Hallelujah. See, 1 Corinthians verse 14, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15 says, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with my understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. For indeed you give thanks well, but the other is not edified. This morning we were singing, being blessed of God. By the way, the praise and worship was good, wasn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank God for the presence of God. But I remember when we used to sing in the Spirit. We used to sing in the Spirit. We'd get together and start singing in the Spirit. And after singing in the Spirit a while, a prophetic word would come. Amen. What's happening is because we don't operate in tongues like we used to, the prophetic words are far and few. And a Spirit-filled church ought to have a word every once in a while. Are you hearing me? I was sharing that with our leaders. I said, you know, we come together and we have leadership meetings, you know, once a month on the first Sunday. But all us leaders need to come together. God can give us one word. Mm-hmm. We need to hear from God. I'm a district director in RMAI, and I was sharing with our gang at the meeting. I said, for us to be spirit-filled, we ought to have one prophecy. Don't follow up the prophecy. No, 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 no. It ought to be one prophetic word coming forth. We're spirit-filled people. I'm not telling you chase after words, but God ought to say something every now and then. Hallelujah. It was that stuff that drew me. I remember after I got spirit-filled, I was hungering for that, and I would go from church to church who I believe would operate in the gifts of the Spirit. I was hungry for it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was letting me know, this is what I have for you. This is what I've called you to do. I've called you to speak forth my word. I've called you to prophesy. I called you to hear. I called you to understand. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I'm talking to the choir this morning because you know this. See, tongues was the visible proof that the disciples received the Holy Spirit. Would you believe? And a lot of spirit-filled churches, there are a lot of people that don't pray in tongues. They're not spirit-filled. Well, how do you know? They don't pray in tongues. Before I came over to the spirit-filled side, I used to tell them all the time I was spirit-filled. How do you know? I got Jesus. So after I went to that R.W. Shambach meeting, something changed. I began to pray in other tongues. And when you pray in other tongues a lot, the Holy Ghost lets you know what turn you need to make, what you need to do, who you need to be in contact with. Some years ago, what was the year you had the aneurysm? 2013, she had an aneurysm. And I get a call from her job where she was working. She was working at the hospital. She had a brain aneurysm, and she passed out. So they told me to come down. They didn't want to scare me, so they told me something else. But I get down there. She's unconscious. And I met the surgeon who was going to do the surgery. He says, listen, he showed me where the brain aneurysm was, and it was in a rough spot, and he says there's a 50-50 chance she lives, and if she lives, she won't be able to talk, she won't be able to walk, she's not going to be the same person. And I almost chewed on it, and I said, you do what you do, and I do what I do.
Good for you.
I'm not taking that. I'm not receiving that. I almost received because he had the white coat. He understood. He listened. The white coat know what he's talking about. But the Holy Spirit on the inside said, don't take it. Don't take it. I said, you do what you do, and I do what I do. I called the church, let them know. We start praying in tongues. We prayed in tongues, and they had the operation. And so I said, I'm going to go home and come back in the morning. And so when I went home and I laid in bed, I had my phone over on my dresser. And the devil said, why don't you put your phone in the bed just in case they call you? And I said, no, nobody's calling me tonight. The Holy Spirit said, no, don't take the phone. Leave the phone over there. Ain't nobody calling you tonight. It's not going to be no bad call. And thank God it was no bad call. But I believe if I had taken that phone to bed, I would have got a call. My faith was being used, but the Holy Spirit was guiding me. And before I went to bed, I had a session with God. We prayed in tongues. I guess I prayed in tongues almost 2 hours. praising God and thanking God. The Holy Spirit led me in that praying in tongues for 2 hours. Normally, I wouldn't do it 2 hours, but he led me. And it seems after you pray in tongues a while, the Holy Ghost takes a hold together with you. And it was easy. See, after you pray a little bit, he helps you. Likewise, the Spirit helps us with our infirmities, because we certainly don't know what to pray for as we are. But he helped me. Next morning, I got up and go to the hospital. She's awoke. She's awoke. She's laying in the bed. She's got an oxygen mask over her. And I noticed she was only moving one leg. So I didn't say anything. I said, I noticed she only using one leg. Is the other one working? She started kicking both legs. I bless the Lord, oh my soul. I mean, she went off praising God in there. Now this is, what was that? Grade 4?
Yeah.
Grade 4 brain aneurysm. That they said, 50-50 chance. She's not going to talk. She's not going to walk. Now, she had to stay in the hospital a few more days, I guess 21 days to get it. And then she came home. But I am grateful to Almighty God for the baptism in the Holy Ghost, where I could pray in other tongues. There I can communicate with God. And he could do the supernatural, because we need supernatural help. We need saints. Thank God for who you vote for. And we ought to have the right people in office. But I'm telling you, that's not it. And I'm meeting Christians. I said, y'all putting too much hope in that. Our hope has always been in him. Getting confused. Our hope hasn't been in them. We thank God for them to get the right people in, but our hope has always been in Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he won't let you down.
What are you saying?
See, speaking in tongues gives us the spirit-to-spirit communication with God. Deep calleth unto deep.
Yes.
Glory to God. So what are you doing? I'm encouraging you to pray in tongues more. I know you pray in tongues. Let's take it further.
Yes.
Let's go places we've never been.
Yes. Yes.
We're supernatural people.
Yes. Yes.
We have a supernatural language. There's some places we haven't touched, some places we haven't landed yet. I don't know about you, but I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm going there. Hallelujah. Because we need the understanding of God. We need a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And the knowledge of him. It was said the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, so we can know the hope of the calling to which he has called us, and the rich, glorious inheritance of saints in the light. Well, how do you get there? Pray in tongues. You're not just going to get there praying in English. There's some breakthroughs that we need to break through that only the Holy Ghost can help us break through. There's some things I need to do as a pastor. I can't do without the Holy Ghost. I don't care if we had enough money. I don't care if we had enough people. If we don't have the help of the Holy Ghost, we can't do it.
Amen.
There's some breakthroughs in some people in my community. If the Holy Ghost don't help me, we can't get through them. What am I doing? I'm challenging you to pray in tongues more.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know you pray in tongues. So I'm going to accuse you not. But we can go farther. We can go farther. Glory to God.
And I was thinking one day, the Lord's let me know, why do you think I gave you the gift?
Brother Hagin used to say praying in the spirit was the doorway to the supernatural. We're here in the natural, but our help comes from the supernatural. We need supernatural help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the simple thing, like praying in tongues, we kind of overlooked it because we didn't give honor to that gift as much as we gave it to healing, miracles. But the Bible says the gift that you don't give much honor to, honor is given to that gift. I realized I wasn't treating tongues with the reverence I should have. That's a gift from Almighty God. Oh, praise Him. Are you feeling that with me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to close up in a few minutes. Ephesians chapter 6. You're familiar with Ephesians chapter 6. Yeah. Let's go to our favorite verse. Verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Finally, your Christian fellowship, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Finally, after all those other things we did in that chapter, be strong in the Lord and the power. How do you be strong in the Lord? By faith. It was by faith I prayed for 2 hours. By faith I said, you do what you do, and I do what I do. It was faith. Be strong in the Lord. And the Lord led me to praying in tongues. Before we came here this morning, we was up early this morning praying in tongues. Shalabalaba. I guess the people in the hotel thought something wrong with them. No. I was come to minister to you. I can't take for granted that I have sermons that I can just pull out and preach. I got to preach what the Holy Ghost want me to preach. It's not enough I know, I have this lined up, I have that line. But, Father, what do you want me to preach there? So he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, so you put on the whole armor of God so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Isn't it interesting? Look what we're wrestling against. And if you're not praying in tongues, how are you going to wrestle against that gang? That's a bad gang there. You don't pray in tongues. You can't wrestle against that gang if you don't pray in tongues. Hallelujah. They're still here, by the way. They're still here. And they're doing things in York. They're doing things in Philadelphia. They're doing things in New York City. They're doing things in the White House. They're doing things wherever you go. And only one group of people can deal with them. The Spirit-filled Christians. Your Christian fellowship is a unit like the Navy SEALs. God drops them behind the enemy lines, and they take that place, they hold it, and they make something happen. Or I could consider them the Delta Force in the spirit. Don't look like much, but they come there. They fill with God's spirit. They got faith. They begin to pray in tongues. God makes a landing. He establishes something here. This church has been, y'all been 80, 84?
40 years ago last year.
40? To stay still standing? Through all what you're going through is God. Is God. And if he took the group that he started with, they're still standing, and others came, it was faith and praying in tongues. Oh. Don't be hoodwinking to leaving it. Don't think you ain't doing enough. You are doing enough. Faith and praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Because the guys we wrestling against, if you don't use your faith and praying in tongues, they'll win. And apparently they can't win because you're still here. Hallelujah. Tell somebody we're still standing. Hallelujah. When you look at the enemy, say, we're still standing. Verse 18, and I'll close out with this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. He says, praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Verse 19, he says, for me that utterance may be given that I may open my mouth. Utterance may be given to me that I may open my mouth boldly so I make known the mystery of the gospel. If you don't pray in tongues, you will be intimidated to talk to people. Because people aren't so nice when you ask them, do you want to hear Jesus? Do you know Jesus? They don't always, oh, yeah, I want to know him. They say like things like, get the something out of my face. That's the real world. I have my own religion. Now, that's the big one going. I got my own religion. In Philly, if you talk to them about Jesus, well, I'm Muslim, Buddhist, all of it. Well, Buddha didn't die for you. Neither did Muhammad. There's only one that died. His name is Jesus. The only one saving these days is Jesus. The only one healing these days is Jesus. I got a brother who's a Muslim, and we've been praying. God encouraged me to pray for him more because I used to get angry at him. How you get in this? You was born a Christian. How you get in this? The Lord said, no, son, that's not the way to go. You got to pray for him. Serious, serious prayer. Yeah. But I used to always say to him, I said, you know, it's interesting. Y'all talk about us Christians, but when y'all need help, that's the guys y'all go to. You go to the Christians.
That's right.
All over the world, you check it. When Islamic nations need help, guess who they go to? They go to the Christians. Could it be, just could it be, the God that we serve is God? Hallelujah. Kamburu lebo sheke la mundre. Oh, Ray, could I use your microphone? Corre di le bisiki, corre de la mandra, corre di dicam, ma cambo rodenga, a sablone, bacaro, bocore di siama.
So pay attention to what was said, what you have heard in your ears. For the Spirit of grace would say, yes, I do desire for you to speak more in tongues. I do desire because there's a special reason and a special purpose. So, Begin. Start off, and you will grow in it. And not only will you grow in it, but you will enjoy it. You will thank me. You will appreciate it because it will show so much what needs to be said, what needs to be done, and it will, in some cases, actually save your life, says the Spirit of grace.
My mom. My love bouquet. Already de bugum. A carro de lesa nona. A corny knee, a bota,
Akora de la busha ka ha ha ha.
Yeah, for some, it still seems a little strange, a little different, a little unusual. But my word is not strange to me. My word is not difficult to me. And I and the word are one. So therefore, go ahead and submit yourself to the word of grace, and it will assist you in your life.
Thank you, Lord. Let's lift our hands and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord 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 Jesus. I come talking to the saints this morning. Hallelujah. You can judge it and see if it's the word of God. But I believe it's the word of God. God called you to the kingdom for such a time like this. Isn't it interesting? You're born now. You're here now. Whatever age you are, you're here now. So that means God has called you for such a time like this. But he didn't leave you orphanless. He sent the Holy Spirit to help you. But let's take him to another level. Holy Spirit wants to take us to another level. Hallelujah. Thank God for the elders that went before us and showed us the way. But it's our turn. Hallelujah. 40 years. 41. Hallelujah. Still standing. Still standing. We give him glory. So if he's still standing, that means you still got work to do. Hallelujah. And that lying devil will try to breathe in you, you ain't need this, you need that. No, here's what you need. Continue to speak the word and pray in tongues. Because it's still working. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you're here this morning and I believe everybody is. How many Christians? I'll go that route. How many Christians in here? Okay. Hallelujah. Everybody's a Christian. You here this morning, and you're spirit-filled, but you know you haven't been praying as much as you should. You know, things got in the way. Well, it's time to get back with it. If that's you, just lift your hand. Hallelujah. Yeah. I know. It was me too. Hallelujah. Father, I pray this morning as you've seen the hands, Lord, just the same way I lifted my hand, forgive us for not actively using the gift that you've given. But Lord, it's a new day. Take us to a different place. Help us to accomplish what you want us to accomplish. Pray through us. Well, certainly we don't know how to pray for things that we ought. But we trust you, Holy Spirit, the great teacher of the church, to take us there. Let's begin to pray in tongues. Come on now. Now the Spirit of God is going to wake you up at different times to pray in tongues. And when you get up in the morning, stay there a little bit longer. Stay there a little bit longer. Allow the Holy Spirit to take you where he want to take. Don't just chop him off.
Hallelujah. When you drive in places like you used to do, pray in tongues. And Lord, if you drive on these roads now, you better pray in tongues. You better pray in tongues. Because people are not driving normal now. They're doing all kinds of tricks. Just jump in front of you. Pass you on the right, pass you on the left. All those kind of things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did you receive anything this morning?
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, sure, sure.
All right, I'm gonna
sure, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've enjoyed myself. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for coming. I'm going to dismiss you in a minute, but if you have never, like, this was like, whoa. So if you've never asked for the Holy Spirit, would like to receive a free gift, come to YCF. You get a free gift.
That's
what the Holy Spirit says. Come and get a free gift. Doesn't cost you anything. It costs Jesus everything.
Yes.
But if you'd like to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Pastor and Stacy will be up here and we can pray for you. If you've asked, and this is, you know, everybody's got their own theory on it, but I'm not going there now. But you've never spoken in other tongues. Come on up front. We'd love to just encourage you, okay? So everybody stand up. I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Blessed going in, and you are super blessed going out. Have a wonderful week. We'd love to minister to you up front. And otherwise, say hi.
Hello.